Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, COVID-19 has disrupted the economy and firms are facing serious manpower issues due to the stringent but necessary disease prevention measures. A typical Singaporean construction firm has an average of 100 workers sitting idle, even after government assistance, and the monthly cost is a staggering $80,000. Understanding the manpower requirements and regulations across different industries makes it possible to turn underutilized manpower into a shared asset and prevents the displacement of up to 200,000 workers. Inspired Employment is on such a mission to prevent the displacement of blue-collar foreign workers in construction, manufacturing, and F&B. By strategically matching businesses that need to downsize their foreign worker pool with those in need of manpower. Today we chat with Jason Goh, Senior Marketing Manager, and Haresh Paramesvaran, Marketing Manager at Inspired Employment. Gents, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tough times, right? Talk to us specifically about how the pandemic has affected the sectors that Inspired Employment looks at.
Here at Inspired, we serve the construction, manufacturing, and service sectors. And these sectors primarily rely on blue-collar workers. Due to the pandemic, there is great difficulty in bringing in workers. There are many existing employees who are stuck at home in their home countries, and employers have difficulty bringing their existing workers back. Even if the workers are able to come in, they are subjected to 2 weeks of SHN, and this is very expensive. Employers are unable to bear the cost, and the pandemic has caused a recession as well, and that's caused other issues. The result is that there is a shortage of workers, insufficient workers across industries. Projects are being delayed. HDB BTO projects are being delayed by a year because of the shortage of workers. Some companies have even chosen to close down their business just to limit losses.
Since Inspired Employment looks at these particular sectors, how have you guys been affected and how have you been coping with the challenges as a result? Jason?
Yeah, we have been getting a lot of inquiries due to the shortage of workers in industry. It is more challenging to obtain workers from overseas due to additional regulations. Most employers are unfamiliar with the new regulations. And because we have the specialized skill set, this enables us to help the employers in Singapore to bring in workers from foreign countries, although it's still a very difficult process.
So it's almost as if you guys are busier.
Yeah, we are definitely busier than before.
Oh, we are busier, but we're getting less done.
Okay.
It's one of those things. So it's become harder. We have built a database of workers looking for local transfers. And we are helping our customers to find workers. Most of our customers have issues filling their vacancies and continue to have vacancies. There are a small group of customers who are shrinking their workforce, and we are helping them to save on repatriation costs by transferring their workers to other companies.
Let's go back a bit, Jason, and talk about how Inspired Employment works.
Because on our side, right, we do our due diligence on workers and employers, so we will try to match them according to the requirement of the employers. And we will help to place the foreign workers whose work permits are expiring with companies and that are looking for workers. And there are companies that need workers, and definitely there are companies that are letting go of their workers due to the pandemic. So many workers wish to continue working in Singapore as their salaries are good compared to what they will get in their home countries. This benefits both companies and the workers, I mean, rather than we sending them back home.
So you're a bit of a matchmaking agency now at this point, right? How has it been like to organize all of that? Because the conditions are uncertain now. Everything's kind of changing from minute to minute almost. Haresh?
We keep in touch with a large number of employers. We have a database of workers, and it's just a matter of a fit, putting the right worker in the right company. It only works if there are enough workers and enough companies. Can't be done on a smaller scale.
How's it looking so far?
Well, we are seeking to deal with the COVID situation as best we can. It's been an interesting journey.
What's it been like for Inspired Employment for you folks over there?
We've become big users of Zoom and WhatsApp. It's surprising how many things can be done electronically.
Right.
We've become almost completely electronic now.
Yeah. And there's a lot of regulations due to the pandemic. COVID-19 has already causing a lot of discomfort to the construction sectors, as you can see. The workers has been subjected to many regulations, sudden dormitory lockdowns, sudden quarantine notice. So many employers suddenly lose their workforce for 14 days, and this caused disruptions. This will cause delays in their projects.
So let's talk a bit about the numbers. A typical Singaporean construction firm has an average of, say, 100 workers sitting idle. Even after government assistance, that monthly cost could be $80,000 a month. So with some of the help from Inspired Employment, that of course comes down some, right? The cost and productivity can go up a bit.
Absolutely. I mean, demand for workers is so high that it doesn't make sense for any construction company to hold on to workers that they are not using. Because there are companies in need of workers. And you know, from the construction company's point of view, why spend the $80,000 when essentially another company is willing to take the obligation?
We're speaking with Jason Goh, who's Senior Marketing Manager, and Harish Paramiswaran, Marketing Manager at Inspired Employment. Let's also talk about some of the other sectors you look at. F&B, I understand, and manufacturing. Have they been affected much the same way?
Manufacturing has been affected the same way as the construction. F&B is slightly different because the workforce for F&B is different.
Most of them comes from Malaysia. In Malaysia, they are having their own RMCO. The borders are not as easy because they also need to go through stay-home notice.
It's a similar thing with the Malaysians where their employers don't want to pay for the 2 weeks of stay-home notice. But also with the F&B demand has actually shot up quite a bit. And even during this pandemic, many F&B outlets are busy. And so they are in a position where they're probably more willing to bring their workers across and take the hit just to deal with the volume of demand.
Yeah, because due to a lot of regulation, social distancing and everything, right? A lot of restaurants, they somehow have to reduce their workforce at the restaurants. This will cause a shortage of labor, and this will also cause service not perform up to their top standards because they can't serve that normal amount of customers with that little workforce.
Yeah, the other thing is that with F&B outlets, half the tables are allowed to operate.
Capacity has been reduced, right?
Capacity has been reduced, but there has been an increase in takeaways. So that's also sort of made up for it.
So they still need people, obviously.
They still need people, exactly.
Yeah. So at this stage, what do you think is the outlook for the near future, according to Inspired Employment? Optimistic at this point, you think?
We are neutral. It'll be optimistic once the restrictions lift. But the question is, when are the restrictions going to lift? Mm. Do we have to wait for a vaccine or is it going to happen sooner?
So with everything still so volatile, how are you guys at Inspired Employment forging ahead, so to speak?
I mean, we seek to deal with the COVID as best as we can. Mm. We are working to help our customers to hire more workers from overseas once the restriction is lifted. In the longer term, we are building an experienced talent pool. We will be able to offer higher skilled workers to our customers. We are also constantly looking around to offer services to our customers across more industries and to assist our customers in outsourcing some of their HR functions. We are trying to help as many companies and workers as possible in during this pandemic.
Has it been challenging trying to beef up your local worker pool?
Oh, yes, for construction companies.
Yes.
Yeah, because
construction is an unglamorous industry and it's not popular with locals. So Singaporeans are unwilling to work in construction. And I think it's also, it's a face thing as well. So it's always a challenge to hire locals for construction companies. But that's it. Construction companies are always looking to hire locals. There is demand.
Just whether or not the supply is coming to the fore.
Exactly.
Is
the case of construction, supply is an issue. The other thing is that construction companies generally operate on a 5.5-day work week, and that's the norm. And now the culture in Singapore is a 5-day work week, so many people are uncomfortable with working 5.5 days. That's another issue, actually.
So all in all, how have you folks at Inspired Employment been keeping healthy, if you will, mentally resilient during these difficult times? We hear a lot about pandemic fatigue.
I'm in the gym 5 times a week.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Don't put us to shame, Harish. Oh, dear.
No, it's important. I think you need to take care of your health if you want to keep a sharp mind.
Jason, put down the potato chips.
and raise the beer glass
less often.
Yeah, I mean, things has been going on quite well for me as well. I'm not as fit as Haresh. Pop a can of beer at the end of the day to keep my mind relaxed.
Yeah. Jason, maybe do you have some advice for people out there who are feeling unsettled? Workers are obviously feeling uncertain. We've got all these bad numbers coming out from the Manpower Ministry and everything.
What I feel the workers should stay positive, because in Singapore, there are always demand for workers. As you can see, Singapore is being built up by mostly blue-collar workers. So we're dependent on them to do some so-called unglamorous work in Singapore.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Workforce is good as governed by ministry. So far, Singapore government has done very well for the controlling of the pandemic. It's just a matter of time for the borders and the restrictions to be lifted and the normalcy will be resumed. Then the workers won't feel so stressful in their dormitories.
Haresh, what do you think?
I think that we are in a crisis and times are difficult. However, it's something that we can pull through. There is light at the end of this tunnel. And it's just a matter of persevering and staying the course. The government's helped a lot. And the government is doing a lot to help workers and to help the economy as well. We will ride through this crisis. You know, things will return to, I think, even better than before.
Haresh Paramiswaran, Marketing Manager, and Jason Goh, Senior Marketing Manager at Inspired Employment. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Career 360 on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.